Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and a very warm welcome to Radio Islam International. You're listening to the program Productive Muslima with myself, Suraya Chauhan. I hope you all are having a wonderful afternoon or week, since everyone has the school holidays, and I think everyone's a bit more relaxed once we all on holiday. So last week, or a few weeks ago actually, we spoke about social media bullying and how this phenomenon is increasing, and we touched a little bit on the forms of bullying. And since then, many mothers have approached me, and I've received many emails, SMSs, etc., of the stories of some of the girls or their daughters, the things that they're enduring at schools, etc., and it's actually quite shocking. Some of them are seeing psychologists, some are seeking alternative treatments for depression, some are even having suicidal thoughts. So this alone tells us that this is increasing, and it's definitely a problem in our society. Now, I commend the schools that are going on these anti-bullying campaigns and creating awareness, etc., but unfortunately, these things are not enough. Mothers have approached principals, HODs, etc., and they say that this has made it worse. The mothers that I've spoken to, they say that these things have actually made it worse for their daughters to go back into this classroom situation. So we need to actually get to the root of the problem. And this specific form of bullying, which we're speaking about, girls, girl-on-girl hate, it's a very different phenomenon to the boy bullying, right? And we will speak more about this. And this is why it's so difficult to detect, right? Now, we have many organizations in place, but I don't think in our community we have an organization that is going to actually get to the root of the problem with the girls, equip them. So having the campaigns and all of the rest are well and good, but how do we equip them to change this sort of behavior? And to tell us more about this, we are going to interview the founder of the organization called Let's Uplift. They are on Instagram. You will see they have a page, Let's Uplift, with motivational quotes, etc. And the founder of this organization, or this workshop, is Sumeya Bulbulia. She is in studio with us today, and she's going to actually take us through this particular type of bullying, which is the girl-on-girl hate. If you have any questions during the conversation, you can call us on 011-854-1548. You can SMS on 0735-321-888. You can email me on suraya@radioislamlive.com. Without further ado, let's welcome our guest, Sumeya. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me here today, Suraya.
It's a pleasure, Sumeya. Sumeya, firstly, for the viewers, right, you are an educator. So you have years of experience in the classroom situation. You have been, you've had interaction with females in the classroom as well, right? So at what point did you realize that there was actually a problem amongst our girls?
Okay, Suraya, prior to 2016, I've always been in high schools. And I think as a society, where we falter is we take it for granted that high school girls are hormonal, and it's natural for them to be a bit catty. So it's almost like a rite of passage that you will be bullied at some stage in your life. Mm-hmm. Last year, I was fortunate enough to go into a primary school. And it was there where I was shocked, because I thought that little children are innocent. And I started picking up on what we would like to term passive bullying.
Right.
So passive bullying is not about physical violence. It's not even about verbal violence. But it's very, very linked to emotional bullying. It's looks, isolation, giggling. I've even witnessed girls sniffing each other during the classroom.
Wow.
Now, Suraya, we need to remember that our kids spend almost 6 hours a day in school. Mm. That's a major part of their day where they are sitting with the same group of children. And if one or two learners are being targeted or are isolated, laughed at, it's going to have a negative effect on them. So when I started picking this up, and you'll be surprised that it's noticeable from as early as grade four, I started talking to the girls a lot more. Hmm. And when I started talking to the older girls, a lot of them indicated to me that they had thoughts of suicide. And that was like a oh my God moment for me.
Wow, as early as grade four.
And after I started doing a bit more research on this, I realized that it is not okay for almost one in five girls to be thinking about suicide, let alone going to attempting suicide. Mm. But just the thought coming into their mind that life is so bad, I want to end it. That's not normal. And as a society, we need to step in now, as mummies, as the woman. These girls are our future. They are our here and now.
Of course.
And we need to do something about it. And like you said, anti-bullying campaigns are well and good. But you can't reprimand someone on something that you don't have solid evidence for. A look. A giggle.
Now, that's interesting, Sumaya, because then that would be different to girls and boys. So that's where that's actually what I wanted to ask you next is, how is it different when boys do it and when girls do it? Why is it that boys are easier to detect than girls?
Boys are very physical. They are very vocal. Mm. So when they don't like something, it's very rare. But you do see passive bullying amongst the boys. It's rare. Mm. With the girls, that is the major way in which they bully. So if boys are fighting in the classroom, you can take them to the office. If they are screaming at each other, you can mediate.
Yes.
But when girls are deciding to just step away from a particular learner, or giggle when you're asking someone to read aloud in class, there's nothing solid. What do I accuse you of doing? And I don't say accuse in with a bad tone, because remember that psychology has taught us that every bully has some type of insecurity themselves.
Definitely.
And that is why I actually have left work and I want to put all my energy into this campaign, because it's not about websites, and it's about going to these girls and talking to them and teaching them about love and kindness and sisterhood.
Of course, because I mean, at the end of it, I think sometimes they just don't know any better.
They don't know any better, and in the society we live in today, it's all about one being better than the other.
Mm.
And that's a culture that we foster in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
And children, it's learned behavior. Mm. So children have a natural competitive tendency.
Mm.
And by us allowing it, we are actually giving them a platform to bully on.
Definitely. You know, Sumaya, I read something very interesting, right, about why girls hate each other. And they say it's as simple as this. You see the pretty, awesome girl, and you think she has everything, right? That's your first thing. The second thing is society puts her on a pedestal, so now everyone wants to be like her. Then media reinforces this. So she starts to compare herself, and then boys start to compare girls they know to other girls. And then is where the jealousy and frustration kicks in, and that is when the down spiral starts to begin. So media and society have a very, very big role to play in what girls deem popular.
Yes, definitely. And this is what Let's Uplift is wanting to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that someone is better than another person. Remember that Allah Ta'ala created each of us with a unique gift.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us are good at some things and we are not so good at other things. And what I would like girls to understand is that someone being strong in one area, it does not take anything away from you as an individual. So yes, one person's strength is not a weakness to another. And by us walking into a classroom, and if we see someone looks pretty, so obviously the jealous part of us would want to break her down.
Mm-hmm.
But by telling another girl, wow, you look beautiful today, it takes nothing away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And it can uplift somebody's day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a major thing in society is that, like you said, the media portrays certain people in different roles.
Okay.
And we forget that every person is going through a struggle, some sort of a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It may be very small in comparison to others, but it is their internal struggle, so it is their truth.
Mm-hmm.
And no one person can judge you for the struggle that is going on within you.
Mm-hmm.
But if we form a sisterhood, we can assist each other through these struggles.
Yes, definitely. And you know, generally girls feel that if she's better at something, then I'm worse at it. It's a mentality.
Yes,
you know?
It's that winner-loser mentality.
Yes.
And this is what we need to also break in our youth.
Mm.
Because competition can be very healthy. It drives children. But healthy competition. If 30 of us are taking part in something, one person wins. It does not make 29 children losers.
Of course.
So to break that black and white idea that if you are not a winner,
then you are a loser.
Mm. And part of it is teaching kids to accept loss graciously, to accept their weaknesses graciously. So you do not begrudge someone for their strengths.
Of course.
Because they might not have something that you have.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Sumaya, I think if you had to really go down to the core of it, and as we discussed before the program, Let's Uplift is actually about creating a self-esteem, helping them understand and love themselves first. And I think that's so important because if you're insecure about someone else's achievements, then you definitely insecure about yourself. You haven't accepted yourself. So the first thing which you do in Let's Uplift is that you give them a sense of self-worth, right?
Definitely. It's about self-acceptance, because when we love who we are,
mm-hmm,
and we accept ourselves in our entirety, meaning our strengths, our weaknesses, then we don't focus on breaking another person down.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, we need to teach our little girls that by breaking others down, we are not building ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very... it's something that's so prominent in our society, and it carries through into adulthood, where it's almost like we have learned to rejoice at the pain of others.
Yes.
And that's a very sad reality, because first and foremost, we are Muslims. And it is part of our iman to love for the next person what we love for ourselves.
Yes, definitely.
And so if we see someone sad, instead of rejoicing at their pain, why not brighten their day?
Mm-hmm. Would you say maybe it's because, you know, in schools, right, you're either popular or you aren't, right? So with girls that are maybe perpetrators of bullying or of initiating this isolation in other kids and all of this, would you say it's to gain acceptance amongst a group, or is it maybe because they find they are jealous of something else, of someone else's achievements? Because this is definitely something that's so deep rooted, you need to get to the core of this.
So Saraya, I think that you're right where you say about the popularity, about wanting to be part of the cool crowd almost.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's much deeper than that. I think sometimes these girls break each other down and they don't even know why they're doing it.
Right.
They just know, she's good at something, let me break her down.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad reality that our parents need to face today is that in our classrooms, our children are either falling into one of three categories. So either you are a perpetrator, meaning you are the one doing the bullying.
Correct.
you are the victim or you are a bystander. And what we need to teach the kids is that being a bystander is not okay.
It's not okay, definitely.
And a lot of people believe that if you are a bystander, you are innocent.
Yes, because you're not taking part
But you are actually a part of the problem.
Yes.
Because we are taught in Islam that if you see something wrong,
Change it.
You need to do something about it. And if, how many times do we sit in conversations where we hear people say things about people we know? And we might not contribute to those conversations, but do we ever do anything to stop it?
Yes, and then you become party to what is happening.
And then another big problem, obviously, now is the social media. So the bystanders are not innocently standing and just watching or doing nothing. Now it has gone so extreme where the bystanders are videoing.
Yes.
Or taking pictures of the bullying that's going on. So instead of actually going in there and saying, no, let's stop this, they are actually using it for entertainment purposes.
Of course, and you know, Sumaya, it really upset me when I watched the video on one of the girls in KwaZulu-Natal getting beaten by the teacher. And what I found was when the person that was taking the video firstly was laughing. And for me, more than anything else, more than the video itself, was the reaction of the people that were sitting, the students that were sitting in the class and laughing. Because for me, that's the bigger issue. You're okay with watching someone being oppressed. And this, I think, you know, for us as Muslims, we in our deen, we are taught to stand up for what's right. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never stood back at oppression. He went out and he changed it. And I feel that we as a society have moved so far back that we're rejoicing. If something happens, even as adults, we see here about someone getting divorced, you actually find people laughing about it. Oh, she deserved it.
You know, it's again going back to this winner-loser mentality, because if she failed at something, I'm the winner, I'm better. Mm. And what I like to tell my girls, by calling each other names, you are making it okay for others to call you names. By laughing at each other, you are making it okay for others to laugh at you. And bullying is a cycle. You'll see that today, the most popular girl might become the victim tomorrow.
Yes.
And a lot of the parents who come to talk to you as a teacher, or parents you just meet in the street, and once I started going more into this, every time I came across my friends who were educators, parents, because I'm a mother myself, I tried to steer the topic towards bullying so that I could get insight to what is going on in our society. And parents will tell you that my daughter was very well liked, and suddenly nobody's talking to her.
I had that too, actually. You mentioned it. I had someone tell me that recently as well, that her daughter was so popular and, you know, known by everyone, and suddenly she was the victim of bullying. And you find this strange, because you don't actually associate bullying with a popular girl, right?
We've always assumed that, for example, popular girls, they don't get bullied.
Yes.
Pretty girls
don't get bullied.
The clever girls, they don't get bullied. Right now, it's a free-for-all.
Yes.
Everyone has a turn, and that's why it's so sad. And that is why I came to a point where we have to say stop.
We have to.
Stop destroying each other, because these girls are carrying these habits from primary school into high school, into adulthood. So it goes into the workplace, in their marriages. And ultimately, children, they learn from by example.
Yes.
So this jealous nature, this competitive nature, it's learned behavior.
I think if we had to pinpoint, it's not as easy and simple as pinpointing it, but I think if we are to really get to the core of the problem, I would say it is jealousy, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it's jealousy fueled by insecurity.
Yes.
Because I feel that I'm not good enough, or I'm not good at something,
yes.
which is so sad that any child has to feel that way. And that is why Let's Uplift. And I chose this name particularly because although the problem we want to combat is bullying,
yes.
my aim is to uplift these girls. We want to give them the skills so they can hold hands into adulthood.
Yes.
Because a female force is a very strong force. I recently came across a Chinese proverb that says, when sleeping women awake, mountains will move.
Mm.
I actually heard it at a woman's workshop
yes.
over the weekend, and it just resonated so much with me. Because when we decide to call out the bad habits that we have, the bad habits that society is allowing, we are going to change or break the wheel, this vicious cycle that's going on. And like I said earlier, I think it's a norm. We all believe that bullying will take place at some point in a child's life and they'll get over it. But when children are thinking of suicide, when they are thinking of harming themselves, that's not them getting over it.
These effects are
going to last into their adulthood.
Definitely. Sumaya, we're going to take a quick ad break now. And when we get back, we're going to this few messages that came through. And we're going to continue on the parents' role. One second before the break, we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Gee, you can go ahead.
You're speaking to Shanazan Kolmo. A lot of what you're saying is touching me. It's touching me very deeply. Because I was an A student throughout my schooling career.
Mm.
And then I went through a bad patch from 10 years old till about 16 years old.
Okay.
Which was in, 16 was in grade 11, that at 9. It didn't hit me badly the whole time that I was going through the abuse and everything. It hit me badly in my matric year, where I only ended up going to matric for 3 months. When it came for me to write my final exam, I was blacking out completely.
Wow. And
family was saying to me, continue writing.
Yeah.
Teachers were saying to me, stop writing. Until I stopped writing and I wrote the supplementaries the following year, which was in 2000. And, it was a difficult thing because already in grade 9, I got acceptance into Wits University to study chartered accountancy.
And this basically affected you.
Yeah, when I had to stop writing at the end of matric, I lost my entry into work. Because the clause was that I finished my matric certificate with the same result that I had finished my 7-9.
Yes.
And obviously I wrote supplementals only in June 2000. And remember being in school only like the first part of the year, the rest of the year being ill, not touching a book.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to write my finals, I didn't touch a book. When I went to write my supplementaries, I didn't touch a book. Alhamdulillah, shukr, I passed. I got my matric exemption, but not what I would have expected to get in my results.
Yes, so it...
So it does affect in a major way, whereby I was an A student all my life. And yeah, with everything that happened, it took so long for it to actually eat me up. Because from 10 years old to 16 years old, it was happening, the abuse and everything was happening, but I was still wearing a smile on my face, still overgrowing all of that.
Yeah.
Yet, when I turned 16, that's where it gave me a big fright, and that's where all the pressures and everything kicked in.
Okay, so it actually affected you later in life. And this is the problem, I think, Sumaya, it affects us later on in life. We don't realize. Also, through adulthood, it affects us later in life.
And research is showing, Sureya, that it doesn't just affect you, emotionally. It can actually manifest in actual physical conditions.
Yes.
Okay, you know...
All my life, doctors have been trying to find as to what exactly is wrong with me. They've diagnosed me differently throughout my life. I've been diagnosed with different illnesses. And only now, I'm working for now 18 years, you can say, and only now can I say I realize and I can handle what I actually went through then.
Now, Jazakallah, caller. We're going to go for a quick ad break. When we get back, Sumaya, we'll carry on with it. Jazakallah so much for that call. Okay, we'll take a quick ad break. When we get back, we'll continue the discussion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to the program Productive Muslima. Before we left off, we had a caller speaking to us about how this, about how being abused and bullied affected her career. Because she got accepted to become a chartered accountant or to study chartered accountancy at WITS. So we can see that this is, it goes on later in life, and alhamdulillah now she can deal with it, but it's sad that it took such a long time. We had a few messages. One of them is, I have to commend your guest on this wonderful initiative. It's high time we stop complaining and start acting. Well done. Another message says, Salams. My daughter is going through exactly what you described. No child should ever have to go through it. It's a mother's worst nightmare. Watching your child regress and become a different person overnight. My heart bleeds for her. I've tried everything. There's just no support from the school. Sumaya, your take on this.
So this is exactly where I found myself as an educator, Sureya. Because when girls are sitting away from one girl, or they are rolling their eyes, or sniffing, and I go to the office and I, for example, would say, she laughed at her. I didn't do that. So it's painful. It became painful. I wasn't sleeping at night watching this take place in my classroom. And when you try and stop it, girls deny it. And we know our little girls are very clever. We were all there. So they deny it. And that's when this idea, let's uplift, it's been brewing within me for a while now. But when I heard about the suicidal tendencies, that's when I said enough. And like I said, our initiative, it's not just about talking about bullying. Yes, we want to combat the bullying. We want to educate and make mummies and little girls aware of the effects of bullying. But we want to teach them to uplift themselves. And in doing that, they will uplift each other.
Sumaya, you know, something very interesting that you touched on, and I think that we should actually speak more about it, because I think that is the core of the problem. Don't you think it's the parents that have a major part to play in the way the children are, the way these girls are acting towards each other? Because why I say this is, I've had people tell me that, you know, I've been, like, girls that have been to other girls' homes, or girls that have been invited, they'll invite the entire class for something, and they'll exclude this child. With the mother's permission, with the mother's, go ahead. And that's the problem, because if you as a mother are encouraging this sort of behavior, then what characteristics are you implementing in your child?
Exactly. And with academics and with extramurals at school as well, it's about the competitiveness. So everyone wanting their child to be the best. Look, from my point of view, when a child has the courage to participate in something, that should be good enough for us. When we are seeing our kids working to their best potential, that should be good enough for us. Not working to beat someone else or to be the best. Yes. Because in life, we are taught that there will always be somebody who is better than you at something.
Yes, definitely.
And you will always be better at certain things than others. Mm. And like I said, it's about celebrating our strengths, working on our weaknesses, but not breaking anyone down for what they cannot do.
Yes, and finding your talents, because yes, maybe she's better than you at maths, or maybe she's prettier than you when you look at her, and you know, all of the boys seem to be giving her more attention, but then you should basically commend that, you know what, you're really good at maths and I'm really good at something else.
And Surya, we see it a lot in our language classes. Now, I'm an English teacher, and the more I've spoken to other educators, the language educators pick up on it because of the orals that we are required to do as assessment.
Yes, the acting
so
out.
So you get certain learners who are so scared to read aloud in class, to come up and give a speech. And when you call them aside, it's not even fear of public speaking. It's the fear of being laughed at.
Mm.
And the shocking thing, it's not even the boys that are laughing at the girls. The girls are laughing at each other, nudging each other while someone is in the front, giggling while you're reading. If she makes a mistake, everybody bursts out laughing. Instead of correcting her, this is a classroom. We are here to learn. People make mistakes. And often, even in other subjects, a child will find it hard to pick their hand up and say, I don't understand something. Just out of fear of being mocked at for not understanding. And chances are, I come from a family of educators. My dad always taught me that chances are if one person has a question, then a few others in that room have the same question.
Exactly.
So why are we afraid to pick up our hand and say, I don't understand. I can't do this. I'm not good at this.
Because we don't have the backing from everyone else. You see,
yes.
We are proper and like a sisterhood in the real sense of the word. And I think this is the new generation. They don't realize how much females have fought just to be in the classroom, just to be educated, just to have this. And yet we throw it away and give boys this passage to start calling girls names. We don't stand up for each other.
You know, Surya, I find that when we talk about apartheid in the classroom now, you'll see that the kids of today, they have no understanding. They cannot even fathom what that life must have been like.
Mm.
And so too with feminism.
Mm.
They can't understand that at one point, a woman didn't have a choice to say, I want to study.
Yes.
I want to be in a workplace. I want to excel. And by them cutting each other short, even as early as grade 4, they are destroying what our ancestors fought for.
Of course. I mean, they're throwing it all away. But I think this also comes in. This is why Let's Uplift is such a wonderful initiative, in that it would educate girls and teach them more about the struggles. And I know one of the things that you're doing in the workshop is you're highlighting what the past and even the Islamic scholars, women scholars have done for us. So that's actually a very good thing. I have a message here that's just going to put a spanner in the works. Okay, Anonymous, with all due respect, life is not that simple. I have a daughter who is in a school that is predominantly wealthy. If I don't teach her to fight fire with fire, she will be at the bottom. So I encourage her to join the popular group and advance. In the corporate world, that's how things work, and she needs to learn the ways of the world from early on. Do you see, I just said that, that you know, it's sometimes the parents, the kind of messages we send to our children. So in this message, you can see that the focus is on excelling in the corporate world. And in order to do that, it doesn't matter that you tramp on characteristics as such, you see, and this is the problem.
Now, see, Surya, as a parent, I'm sure you, as well as me sitting here, we can identify that sometimes our children come to us and we may not give them the best advice. Mm. And now this is where Let's Uplift, inshallah, is going to be different. It's not about teaching a victim to stay silent. It's not even about teaching a victim to acceptance. It's not about that. It's about breaking the cycle, mm-hmm. teaching all the girls to love each other. It's we want to diminish the clique mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's good at something. You may identify with a certain group of girls, but no one is better than another. And I've read, when I've been doing my research, I've read in so many places, choose kind over cool.
Mm.
At Let's Uplift, we don't say choose kind over cool. We say kind is cool.
Kind is cool, yes. That's exactly what it is, you know. To be kind should be cool.
Mm-hmm. And when did kindness become a weak personality trait?
Mm.
Why is it that in society we are naturally, we have conditioned ourselves to think that the world is so cutthroat that if you are kind, you are weak.
Hmm.
Kindness is actually a strength. And kindness in the face of adversity is an even bigger strength. And kindness can change the world. And inshallah, if we equip these girls properly, we make them aware of what they are doing, because I promise you, Suraya, I think a lot of these girls don't know the harm they are causing.
Definitely.
If I talk to a group of learners, and believe you me, as much as we are complaining about the problem, these girls are open to listening.
Hmm.
They will listen. And if we tell them that, would you like it if one of you sitting amongst you today takes her own life tonight because of something we as a class did,
hmm.
they would all be shattered.
Yes.
Nobody wants to be the cause of harm.
Of course.
So when we make them aware that these acts, which they think it's just laughing, it's just looking, I'm just giggling,
mm.
when we make them aware, when we equip them with the skills to identify that I am worth something, I am me, and me is enough, then we are teaching them not to focus on the weaknesses of others and not to be jealous of the strengths of others as well.
Yes, to respect and support each other. And I think that is the main thing. We have another message. Jazakallah for the lovely program. Please notify us when these workshops will be held. My niece is really in need of it. Okay, so I think we have a few minutes left, right? I think we can maybe cover the workshop, right? So the workshop is called Let's Uplift, and you are focusing on approaching schools in the area, different schools. So are there any schools that are on board at the moment that you're going to?
Shukar in Lanesha, Nirvana Secondary School has very graciously agreed to let us pilot our workshops at their school.
Alhamdulillah, that's amazing.
And eventually our dream is to go to as many schools as possible.
Yeah.
Our workshops will be covering awareness,
mm.
the history of the fight women had to go through, and then uplifting the girls. Friendship, the value of sisterhood, when women stand together, what we can achieve.
Yes.
When women support each other, what we can get through. And a very modest Suraya has kindly and very, we are so grateful, she has agreed to help facilitate all our workshops at Let's Uplift. So I'd like to thank you for that.
No, inshallah.
On air, Suraya.
No, inshallah, Allah accept it. Okay, so would you like to give out the details, your Instagram page, etc.?
Currently, we are on Instagram, and on Instagram, we just have a motivational page, and we are going to start touching on the actual effects of bullying soon. So our Instagram page is called Let's Uplift. You can find us on Facebook at Let's Uplift as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to get in contact with us, the email address is info@letsuplift.net. If you would like to text, WhatsApp me, you can get me at 083 306 7940. And if any schools or any parents would like us to hold any workshops, get a group of girls together, and we are more than willing to come and host something for them.
Okay, it doesn't have to be at a school. It can also be private.
It can be private. Mm-hmm. As long as we get a group of girls together, mm-hmm. we are doing this for the betterment of society, for the togetherness of our ummah.
Yes. And may Allah accept it. And
inshallah make dua. And if all the mummies at home can inshallah make dua that this initiative would be successful, so that we can teach our little girls to be strong and to be happy and content with who they are.
Yeah, that's the most important. And inshallah, moving forward, let's hope that this changes the mindsets of many. As we can see, I think both of us have had a lot of calls of this this being a very, very serious issue amongst our girls. And I think more and more we're seeing stories now that we're in it.
Yes.
So
I think
inshallah.
That everybody knew it was a problem. Mm-hmm. But because it's been accepted as normal, everyone kept quiet. And funny enough, within 2 days of me starting up my Instagram page, my direct messages were flooded with stories from people who wanted to get on board, alhamdulillah, with women who wanted to express their stories or tell me about their daughters and how lively, bubbly girls have shrunk into a former shell of themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad.
It is. Inshallah, Allah make this a success. And Jazakallah Sumaya for enlightening us on what we're actually dealing with as a society and how to go forward. And I hope that inshallah the workshops are all a success. If you have any more input, you can email me on suraya@radioislamlive.com, or if you need to get a hold of Sumaya, she's given out her details as well. Until next week, Tuesday, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.